Oh, fantastic. Are we going to be able to get the tropolol test to see if there's any more heart damage going on?
I will find out for you.
You know, I've been asking all day yesterday. I'm trying to figure out why I didn't get the PCI within 2 hours. I don't understand. I don't understand why I'm here. Just sitting here. I mean, from my levels going from normal to, to 42 and then 7 times higher and then 30 times higher after that the next hour. I mean, it was...
Talking about troponins?
Yeah, that was 100% at something that was happening while I was here still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why you guys just decided to stop checking them and then sign me up for the PCI, 2 days later when it actually shows the, you know, you guys, the standard of care is under 2 hours when you meet the criteria of high risk. And I was in the 99th percentile. And the only other thing that I could really, really stress that's been so scary since I've been here was the fact that when I was laid flat, like with my head flat, I was going completely paralyzed. You know, but the hemodynamic instability that was occurring from my heart not pumping correctly, like when I was flat, I could not lift up my arms, nothing. That showed that I was so far in the high risk that nobody should have denied me the getting the PCI done to clear out the whatever was damaging my heart within 2 hours. And why am I sitting in here days later with still really no addressing? You know, like we're still not even, look, the troponin levels, whatever. Troponin levels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a doctor.
Oh, no.
Right? I'm just an engineer.
Yeah.
But, but when those levels get that high, those are also the black box recorders to let us know what kind of damage is being done in the heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, being that we took them, the last ones on the 25th and just stuck me
just
in
Saturday.
Here. Yeah, and and they took them, you know, like they normally should have, right? And we saw that we had one that got to 2600, 2700.
Okay.
I would like to know that what the only way that would be humanly possible to know what kind of additional damage went on by me not getting the care that I should have gotten is to get those numbers taken again and to see how much they've increased since the normal standard care was deviated from. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you agree that isn't it from a medical point of view, that is what that level would be?
Yeah, troponins do, they become elevated due to damage.
Due to the actual damage of the heart muscle. So if we can see that they've gone much higher, and now you've got a lot of time for them to even gone down some, right? Mm-hmm. Unless there's still a constant damage being done. Mm-hmm. Just because my heart is showing a good beating thing, doesn't necessarily mean that it's getting the oxygen that it needs and that it's not dying still. Because I still have pain in my chest.
Still have chest pain.
Yes, and their answer to it is giving me Ativan. You know, I mean, when is Ativan like the care for...
It's not nitro or anything like that.
I got 2 squirts of nitro when I was in the ambulance. Wow. I haven't seen any nitro since then. And what about like the... Aren't there something like B something blockers, beta some sort of blockers and stuff? Am I on those?
I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't that be standard care over Ativan?
Well, beta blockers for like blood pressure or increased pulse rates.
Because my head hurts and my
head does hurt.
Just like it did almost when I came in here, man.
So you are also a blood sugar too, right? We're checking your blood sugars.
I don't know why you're checking blood sugars, but I tell you, I think I'm still having a heart attack now.
Okay.
Telling you.
I'm going to get your nurse and I'm going to explain everything that you just
explained. I hope you do, man, because nobody's listening to me here.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that's been your experience. Let me get your vitals.
I mean, nobody in the world would have had to waited 2 days for something that should have been done within 2 hours.
Yeah.
And my chart says this. It's not me that says I should have had this done.
Your chart did.
Yeah, because you look at it. You look at the numbers. There's a procedure. You follow the numbers. You don't follow anything else. You follow the trail of evidence, right? look at my chart, look at the levels that occurred. Oh, my head's gonna pop, and I do got a bad chest pain.
Okay, I'm gonna go get your nurse.
I could be getting ready to go into a full blown heart attack again, because it's different. It's a pain in the back, like where my heart, I could feel it.
Okay, one second, I'm gonna get your nurse.
The other one with the chest tightening here.
Yeah.
Oh, my head is really, just even since you've been in here.
Really?
Like I could feel the pain in my chest a little bit, and now my head is starting to overtake the chest.
Okay, here, let me put this on you, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on real quick.
Oh.
Hang on. Let me get this up.
Oh, my head.
Hang on.
What's going on?
Hey, who's his nurse? Can someone come in here, please?
Oh, God. What the fuck?
Hang on. He's having extreme chest pain, and his head is hurting.
This just happened. Like, my head was hurting like this. This is what was kind of happening when I had the heart attack, though.
Your heart, are your chest is pounding?
My chest is...
214/123.
I feel like...
214 over 123, his blood pressure.
So it is high.
I'm going to recheck it on this side.
But no, that it just like happened. It just now happened. Like I was
here,
feeling it.
Let me see this side. Let me see this side real quick. He's on heparin too.
Oh,
as he's
God.
Stiffening up, do you want me to call? Do you want me to hit the button?
This just feels like it's.
Hang on. Guys, he needs some help.
I know, I'm looking at
okay, do you want medications.
Me to...
Yeah, he's stiffening up and...
Right. Raise your hands here.
I'm going to retake it over there on that side.
No, just still
214 over 123.
We'll
just
go
back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, just go blow up. Let's go. Just take it. It wasn't even hurting like this when you walked in here.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Take some deep breaths. Oh, he don't have anything for oxygen either.
I haven't had anything for anything. Nobody's cared about me in
Let's
here.
Let's take some deep breaths, okay? Hang on.
Well, my head is going to pop off.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to take this off. Here, let me do this side.
Jesus. Oh, God. Do I have a stroke now?
I don't know.
I just wanted to go.
Okay, hang on.
Why is it happening again? This is the same headache.
Serious.
This is the same headache.
Is it the same headache you had when you came in?
Yeah. This is the same headache.
Hey, I have no background in here. What's her? Is that new thing they've noticed?
It's seems here for chest pain.
I was here for a heart attack.
Hustle and STEMI. He's in a heart attack today.
I had a heart attack the day that I got here. You can check the
184 over 100 this time.
I was normal when I got here. I had the 99% time.
What's the last one?
184 over 100.
Sir, put this in you. It might help you relax a little. Okay.
What is it?
Oxygen. Just to make you relax.
Oh God, it's not changing the pain in my head.
Let's raise your head up.
Yeah, when I was having a heart attack, every time they laid me flat, I couldn't even move. And it wasn't until I was set upright that I could even move my arms.
That's fine. Let's figure out this.
Yeah, if you have negative MRI, signed off.
How strange, that is setting up make it feel better.
So he was complaining of a really bad headache.
Yes,
what
problem with that blood pressure?
Yeah, it was 122. What was the first one?
The first one was 214 over 123 and 184 over 100.
A lot higher than
it's been. Then he turned his head to the right and stiffed up and started grabbing his head and clenching his face.
He's here for chest pain, STEMI, vertigo, CT, MRI were negative.
And they wouldn't.
It's fine, we'll just keep your head up so that less pressure goes to your brain.
Right.
So just like that, and then just relax, breathe in, breathe out. Relax your mind, it will lower your
breathing. There's just so much crazy pressure in my head, it feels like somebody's hitting it with a hammer.
Because your blood pressure was really high.
Oh God. It still hurts so bad. It didn't hurt at all when you were working. Like I heard, I felt a little chest pain. Man, it just went up. So. Oh, I feel like I was going to pass out.
It's the neurology.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Why wouldn't they give me the other temporal test to see if there's still heart damage going on? Like, why wouldn't they?
We'll wait for them, so they're still figuring it out.
Yeah, but all day yesterday I was asking them for it and they wouldn't do it. And why? Because it's the only black box that we have to know if there's continued heart damage going on. Why stop it? Is what my question is. Ah, it's hurting so bad. Ah! Oh, God. Every time my heart beats, it feels like there's something that stabs straight into the center of my skull.
They will probably do something to scan your head today, but...
Again. Man, there's nothing in the head. They scanned it all the day unless something new just happened.
I would love anything. Yes. I would love to do.
Jesus. Can I get a Toprol to open the test? Can we find out if there's heart damage, if the tissues are dying?
We're doing
EKG
right now. We're doing EKG right now.
Yeah, but that could even come out okay if there's still an artery that's blocked. You could still get a proper beating and I could still have tissue dying for the past 2 days. Right? Until somebody checks to see if tissue's dying, we don't know how much more tissue is dying.
Well, the tissue dying protein is negative.
The what?
The protein is negative.
It will show your enzymes elevated.
I can get on there.
That's correct.
I just got it hooked up to a blood pressure thing.
To 240 something, to then to 2700, and then they stop. How do we know when the actual heart damage quit? Because it feels like there's still more damage going on.
Let's
focus on this person.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out later. Let's focus on this.
It's so fucking bad. Nobody will help me.
We'll figure it out.
You're the first person that ever noticed that if you set me up, it makes things better. They kept forcing me to lay down, and it was making me to where I could not even lift my arms. I had to force speech out of my mouth.
That's fine. We'll wait.
You're the very first person that ever paid attention to the fact that if you set the guy up that's in pain, it begins to help some. They were just forcing me down, leaving me in a position where I could not move my arms, legs. I was 100% paralyzed.
John,
yeah. Need
you to bring your arm down.
It hurts so bad.
I know, honey, but I need you to stay still. I can't get a clear picture unless you stay nice and still.
I'll stay still, but God, I'm just telling you how much pain I'm in.
Okay.
This is not. My head's gonna pop.
174 to 123.
Save everything.
Okay. Just letting you know it's come down a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, now that you set me up, it feels like it stabilizes or something. It happened the whole time I was having the heart attack. I couldn't even move my arms until people set me up. What the heck is that? Why? Oh God, there's so much pain.
Pain.
It feels like there's a knife stabbing right in the center of my skull. From my neck. And it's weird because I feel it here. I feel something like right here.
Put your arm down, John.
Oh God, the head. If the head ain't was hurt, it would be all right.
Oh. Almost done, John, promise.
Three D.
Can we get you something for the pounding in my head?
727. We're calling for orders to lower your blood pressure.
John, J-O-H-N.
But they've been checking it every couple hours. It was normal the whole time. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so then what, there's something that was in the blockage or something that should have been taken out 2 hours when I first got here is still in there messing with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever artery? Why am I getting intermittent heart attacks? Intermittent blood pressure spikes.
Just kind of did.
Why would it shoot straight up like that, right out of nowhere?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are you the doctor?
No, I'm Steven. Really nice to meet you. I'm one of the nurse leaders. I'm the charge nurse today. I'm the charge nurse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would be very wise if we got one of those levels checked again just to see how much more damage has happened in my heart.
It's ordered, so.
I think it should have been ordered yesterday. We probably would have been able to tell that there was more damage going. I needed to get into the ER. Get the deal. What do you call it, an IPC, a PCI?
PCI, you're getting one today.
Yeah, but standard of care deviated quite a bit. I was supposed to get it in 2 hours. By your standards, not nothing I came up with. Yeah. The hemodynamic instability threw me way
Hold
over
on,
the
honey.
Top
I
of high
to
risk.
The doctor. I need to talk to the doctor, okay? Sorry.
It hurts so bad.
So
I know. She's working on trying to get you some medicine, okay?
What's the last one?
Last one was 174/100.
Natasha.
174/1.
You can start. You're still doing your vital signs?
Yes, sir.
Do it. And
okay.
I'll be here. Don't worry about it. Do you have extra?
I'll just go get another one. Thank you.
We're still trying to figure out, so we'll do labs. We'll reach out, we'll see your heart rhythms. We'll review everything, but for now, there are some indicators of what's going on, but we're not sure, not until we'll see everything.
Oh, there's so much pain.
You might
have
to
call
Dr. Saliba right now.
Gotcha. Saliba is here today.
Jesus.
Relax a little.
It's hurting so bad.
I'm sorry.
God!
You're gonna do that. We'll wait, okay? They will do scanning right away, okay? Scanning in your head.
Oh, no, don't. Because you'll lay me flat in there. And it'll make everything freaking worse. I guarantee that my heart and things because.
Gotcha.
Man, if you lay me flat, I'll be almost dead again. Oh, God. Oh, please don't. Help.
Your head is there. It's more head. Yeah, it's more
like
head.
The pressure from the heart pumped it into the head. Yes, that's exactly right. Because when I was having a heart attack yesterday, or 2 days ago, however it's been now.
Relax, sir, so that I could get an accurate reading. Okay. Just breathe in through your nose. And breathe out. Breathe out through your mouth.
When the nice lady first came in.
Your blood pressure is getting lower.
Yes. I can feel the pain steadily going down. So the pain in my head is kind of related to blood pressure.
Yeah, it is. It's big time related to your blood pressure.
Yeah, because I had zero headache when I first started talking to the nice nurse that was in here. I was just mentioning to her that I had a dull pain in the back of my chest that I could feel when my heart was beating. And I also have this feeling of a something here. I don't know what it is. If it's something that feels weird, just in a little area right here.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, while I was talking to her, everything just went straight to my head.
I had no headache when I first started talking to her. Zero.
Zero.
The pain in my chest bumped harder, and it went straight to my head. And then the head pain overtakes everything, because there's, I don't know. I didn't get feeling like the elephant on the chest this time. Okay, that was the pain. See, I didn't even know if you could call it a pain in the chest, because it really wasn't a pain like what I have in my head right now. That's a pain. This was more of a just couldn't open my, it felt like the whole world was on my chest, just crushing it. This this thing in my head is a freaking pain. Oh, it's still there, man. Oh, God. Oh. I just had another heart attack. But you do have some more of those troponin levels being called for?
Yeah, she ordered one.
It only makes sense, right? I mean, I'm only an engineer, not a doctor, but isn't that the black box for heart damage? Heart muscle damage?
Yeah. But again, if it's your heart that's hurting more?
No, it starts from here. It's a heart pressure. If the heart's causing the blood pressure, hydrodynamic, or what do you call it, hemidynamic instability? If that's what's causing the head thing, it's still a heart problem, right? I mean, I'm not a doctor, I'm asking.
Yeah, it could be. There are a lot of indicators, but again, we will do labs, we'll do tests to make sure everything adds up. Whatever you have right now, it might be like accurate or it might be not, but we'll be more sure with the test and doctors reviewing them.
Okay.
But for now, I want you to do your part. Your part is with regards to high blood pressure, is you have like too much stress and too tense, is for you to just like make yourself calm down as possible.
Right,
it will
right.
help with your blood pressure. So,
well, yeah, it's really hard to calm down with such a major pain.
But let's just focus on that for now, sir, as much as possible. Right. Because that's very
Why would it be normal all day, all night, every time they checked it, and then all of a sudden
I'd be... Honestly, I could not answer that. Nobody could answer
that. I haven't eaten anything different. I haven't done anything different. I've just been laying here.
That's a good question, though. But again, don't overthink. Instead, focus on things that you can do, which is right now to relax.
I want to focus on being able to live, but that means I have to have good care. That means I have to have everybody follow procedure and policy.
Yeah, we're already doing it.
If I'm already well beyond the high risk, that means I should have already had the PCI days ago. Days ago. I don't call what you guys call, but what it takes to get there. You look at my chart and you can see that I exceeded it.
Okay. But I guess, sir, you're in the schedule for it right now, so.
Yeah, but that's not the standard. That's a 48 hour deviation from care. From the standard practice of care.
I didn't follow your case, but...
And I wouldn't be in here right now having another freaking heart attack.
We'll wait for the orders, okay? It will come.
Now, how did you know that setting me up would actually help some?
Blood pressure, push everything to your organs. The higher it is, the higher your MAP is, the higher those blood gush through
your brain and stuff.
Yeah, brain is always the most sensitive part of your body. It's usually the one affected most with blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
And gravity helps, so we'll have to go with gravity.
Yes. And I figured that out when I got here from the heart attack. Like I was completely paralyzed. I could not move a single muscle. It wasn't until I started puking that they picked me up, like they lifted me up to puke to prevent it from going everywhere. And then I was able to start moving my arms again a little bit.
just a little, but I was able to start getting motion back. But nobody paid attention to that being a major hemidynamic instability that was happening. Just something I just learned. I didn't know anything about that until this has happened. But you're the first person that I ran into that has noticed that that actually is something that's helpful to set the patient up.
Oh, sir. They will be pulling your labs, and they will be giving you medications for your blood pressure, okay? I have to deal with something.
Yeah, I'll be around. Please help everybody. Save them up. But keep the standard of care good for everyone.
Call light in case if you...
would die?
No. In case if you badly need, just call.
All right, okay, buddy.
I'll be around.
All right.
Yeah. I think they're nice to... It's still nice to meet you. Yes. I don't want it to be circumstances like this, but yes. I'm Steven, I'm here.
Hi, Steven. I'm really not a bad guy. I've just been complaining because I thought that I should have gotten this help days ago.
It's understandable.
And when you look at my chart, dude, you'll see it. You can see it too, dude.
Good. I'll look at some of it once I settle them. Still, right now, it's going
to... Yeah, take your time. It's an awful weekend. You got a lot of work to catch up.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. So bad.
Elka?
Yes.
You probably would just put IV console for 3 7. I cannot see any of her veins at all.
Okay.
Thank you.
I might.
I don't know if I could find the vein finder. I haven't found it for a while.
Hey, I don't even know. Hey, if I'm gonna be getting ready for a surgery later, I think it's a good idea we slew the separate down. Because it's gonna need to get.
No, it's on a protocol, and you're therapeutic right now, so.
Okay.
We're not gonna.
Because I know when it goes
we'll
up.
We'll stop it before you go down there, absolutely, yeah. Or whatever the doctor wants to do, but.
Because I know that stuff, whenever it's turned up, adds to headaches.
All right.
That's every day.
You look a little bit better than yesterday. I need you up with a collar.
But I don't even think it's getting in there because of this kink, man. Right.
It is. It would beep.
Okay. Let me start beeping soon.
What's your pain right now?
Scale
of 1 to 10. Yes.
100. Yeah, it's still fucking 100.
I'm gonna give you something for that. Just one second. Do you have something to drink in here?
I don't know.
Cup enough. You're not supposed to have anything to drink.
I can't even move my eyes without it hurting so bad.
All right, I'll get you a little sip of water to take. Take this. I have a little baby aspirin for you, and I have the fear set for your headache. Should work with good. All right, let me grab a water.
I think that one I can put in consult for IV. She lost her IV, she's a heart extender, so okay. Thank you. I probably have some of your patients, but I was dealing with a patient.
All right, Jared. Was I recently given anything like statins or beta blockers or anything?
I haven't given anything yet this morning.
What about from I'm giving you a heart attack thing? Aspirin and Furoset.
I haven't looked at any of it. Not with me, hon. I've only been here for an hour. We just changed a shift, so I can look.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I haven't looked there yet, hon. Let's see what this first, okay?
Okay, what is this?
That was what I told you. It's a Furoset and baby aspirin for you.
Chew this one?
Yeah, you could chew that one or swallow whatever you want to do with that one. And then the other one's fear set for your head. And then I'm going to give you something for your blood pressure and your IV. There you go.
All right. So for 2 days, my blood pressure has been coming up like totally within normal. I haven't eaten anything changed. Nothing changed. And then I just go into heart pain or a chest pain. It was a chest pain, it was back of chest pain. And a headache.
When you came in or this morning?
Well, I've been sitting in this bed for 2 days now. And I should have already gotten the PCI a long time ago. But instead, we're just waiting for more heart attacks to happen. I don't know why. I don't get it. I mean, I understand that the heart guy that was on duty.
I do, yes.
Ultrasound?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't
even know.
Okay.
Let me know if you need unhook
them. Okay. Yeah, the heart guy that was on duty, I guess he said he didn't know how to do them or he didn't do the PCIs. So he was waiting for a guy to come in today to do them. Well, how come nobody's done it today? I mean, how long do I have to wait for something that was supposed to take 2 hours to do? It's through your guys' medical care standards that say once you meet a certain criteria, it's 2 hours, less than two. And then after that, it's a 24-hour. Well, we've missed the 12, the 24, the two. And now I'm just having it reoccur, laying flat on the bed.
Well, I know you're going down for a heart cath today. So they're going to take you down for that. You're being monitored.
Yeah, but the heart cath thing should have been done 2 hours after to get the damage away from my heart, just to prevent more damage from occurring. Reoccurring heart attacks, blood pressure spikes, the things that are driving my head out of my body.
Yes, I worked late night last night. Yeah.
I get it. Nobody wants to ever say that they didn't do something right. But I'm going to tell you what, man. Y'all didn't do it right. Y'all should have definitely had me in there getting that blockage taken care of 2 hours after I got here. I got here with normal troponin levels. Normal. When are we going to get the next troponin test? Or troponin, whatever the word is.
Troponin?
Troponin.
They ordered them. Lab will be up.
Oh.
You're gonna just breathe and let the medicine kick in, okay? That'll help with your blood pressure.
Is it still real high?
No. It's coming down. 156 over something was the last one just a little bit ago. So it's coming down nicely.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What did it peak at?
You were at 174. Over 123, but now it's 150. Oh, I just hit the wrong button. Where did it go? Review. 154 over 101 right now. So I'll just let that, so you can move your arm. I'll unplug it for a minute, and I'll come check you in about 20 minutes again.
I'm close to the 100s over 200s. That's scary.
Coming down.
1 second.
We'll just leave it here for now. Well, I'll come check in about 20 minutes once that kicks in.
Because as that's coming down, the pain in my head is going down.
That's important.
Yeah, so they're connected.
That's what I like to hear.
Those guys are connected.
Well, your pressure's high. It goes up. All right, dear. I'll come check on you about 20 minutes. We'll do them again, okay?
Thank you.
I'm Elka, by the way. I'm your nurse today. Hi, John.
Hi. Who was the nice lady that was in here when all this started?
The rapid nurse, Marnie.
Marnie, mm-hmm. Thank you.
I will. I'm sure she'll make the rounds again, okay?
Okay.
I'll be back. You call if you need anything.
Okay. Put something in to lower the blood pressure, and then with the blood pressure going down, I feel in my head pain's going down, still very high. I can't really feel the beating in my heart like I was, because the head pain just seems to take total priority over the chest and pain and the weirdness that I feel at the center. My neck.